Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. Now, you may ask yourself, just who is this voice speaking to me, saying this is the voice of God? My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for over 40 years with a background time in radio and podcasting, but most importantly, a lifelong student of the scriptures. And I believe that a bit of Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I am here to speak God's holy words into your ears. Indeed, I believe that scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So what's going to happen here? Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern time, for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary, which are the verses selected for each day of the year. I will read them in a modern English translation, usually the Message. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and to get a bigger bite of the Bible if you wish. For instance, you can go to voiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. The ABC Bible Study Guide makes reading the Bible as simple as ABC. Why do this? Well, my mission is to get a bit of a Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily, giving us a 5-star rating, and writing a review. And of course, the Voice of God for Tuesday, January 25, 2022, the reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, 2 Corinthians 7, 2 through 16 from the Message. More passionate, more responsible. Trust us, we've never hurt a soul, never exploited or taken advantage of anyone. Don't think I'm finding fault with you. I told you earlier that I'm with you all the way, no matter what. I have, in fact, the greatest confidence in you. If only you knew how proud I am of you. I am overwhelmed with joy despite all of our troubles. When we arrived in Macedonian province, we couldn't settle down. The fights in the church and the fears in our heart kept us on pins and needles. We couldn't relax because we didn't know how it would turn out. Then the God who lifts up the downcast lifted our heads and our hearts with the arrival of Titus. We were glad just to see him, but the true reassurance came in what he told us about you, how much you cared, how much you grieved, how concerned you were for me. I went from worry to tranquility in no time. I know I distressed you greatly with my letter. Although I felt awful at the time, I don't feel at all bad now that I see how it turned out. The letter upset you, but only for a while. Now I'm glad. Not that you were upset, but that you were jarred into turning things around. You let the distress bring you to God, not drive you from Him. The result was all gain, no loss. Distress that drives us to God does that. It turns us around. It gets us back into a way of salvation. We never regret that kind of pain. But those who let distress drive them away from God are full of regrets and up on deathbed of regrets. And now, isn't it wonderful all the ways in which this distress has goaded you closer to God? You're more alive, more concerned, more sensitive, more reverent, more human, more passionate, more responsible. Look at it from any angle. You've come out of this with purity of heart. And that is what I was hoping for in the first place when I wrote the letter. My primary concern was not for the one who did the wrong, or even for the one wronged, but for you, that you would realize and act upon the deep, deep ties between us and before God. That's what happened, and we felt just great. And then, when we saw how Titus felt, his exuberance over your response, our joy doubled. It was wonderful to see how revived and refreshed he was by everything you did. If I went on a limb in telling Titus how great I thought you were, you didn't cut off that limb. As it turned out, I hadn't exaggerated one bit. Titus saw for himself that everything I had said about you was true. He can't quit talking about it, going over and over and over again the story of your prompt obedience and the dignity and the sensitivity of your hospitality. He was quite overwhelmed by it all, and I couldn't have been more pleased. I'm so confident and proud of you. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Let's take a breath and have a prayer. To God who welcomes all in love, let us pray for the good of the church and the concerns of those in need. And God of every land and nation, you have created all people, and you dwell among us in Jesus Christ. Listen to the cries of those who pray to you, and grant that as we proclaim the greatness of your name, all people will know the power of love at work in the world. We ask this through Christ Jesus our Lord.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the voice of God daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.